Ball comes out! The ball has come out! Derek Johnson, the all-time leading tackler in the history of the Chiefs, with a touchdown for Kansas City!
Sean McDonough kind of losing his voice there as he was shouting out that play-by-play of Derek Johnson, former Chiefs linebacker, who joins us right now via the Brown and Crouppen celebrity line. DJ, how you doing today?
Doing pretty good. How y'all doing?
We're doing really well. Thanks for joining us. I got to start you off here. One of our guys here, Brad Thompson, huge Texas Longhorns fan, huge fan of yours, and he's doing the hook 'em horns right now. What do you think of Steve Sarkisian, your new coach down there in Texas?
You know what? I'm excited about it, and mainly because you have a guy coming from Alabama, which anything from Alabama, right? It's gold. I tell you what, the culture that they built there, and him being a part of that organization for, you know, he was a part of that organization back in the day, and he came back for the last couple of years and had a lot of success, and we just want a little bit of that. You know, we want to bring that edge back to Texas, and hopefully Coach Sark is the guy.
Is that what's been missing? Because I've been wondering, is it just the edge? Because I keep thinking Texas football, like, of course, this is going to happen at some point. Is that what's missing?
I think so. I mean, I wish I knew exactly what it was, but it's just, our standard is high here. You know, when Coach Brown left, he left a legacy of winning, and it's hard to win football games on Saturday evenings, and we've been on the other side of that by winning a lot, and now we're not winning as much, and we just got to get back to that, and I think Coach Sark is going to help us to do that.
Derek Johnson, four-time Pro Bowler, joining us right now in the Fast Lane on 101 ESPN. DJ, we'll ask you about your Chiefs here because they've got the AFC Championship game against the Bills. Want to get your thoughts on that. However, you also lined up a lot against Philip Rivers, who retired earlier today. You guys playing in the AFC West for a long time together. What was it like? Because people know that he trash-talked, he's seated on the sidelines and all that. What was it like to line up against Philip Rivers as he's pointing at you?
No, it's pretty cool. It's pretty cool, you know, being a middle of the defense, like the quarterback of the defense, and having that green dot on my helmet calling plays. I'm playing a cat and mouse game with Philip Rivers every time. I mean, twice a year we play him. And I tell you what, first half of my career, he beat me a lot. I kind of got him back towards the end, towards the second half of my career. But I tell you what, you talk about a competitor. A guy that competes every play, and he's a fighter. I mean, you would think he's out there cussing, but he's not. He's not saying one cuss word out there. I mean, he's actually talking noise, but he's somehow avoiding, you know, saying a cuss word. But I'll tell you what, he's a guy that I have a lot of respect for. Nice guy. We compete on the field, but afterwards we have much respect for each other.
Yeah, I don't know how he got through his career without dropping cuss words. I have a hard time making it through a radio show without doing it. So, now, that being said, look, you've played against many great quarterbacks, and Philip Rivers certainly one of them. I'm always curious when I talk to defensive players that were in the NFL, who was the quarterback that was the biggest challenge? And sometimes you get names that, you know, you didn't think of, or sometimes it's the obvious guys. But for you, what was the quarterback that you're like, damn, it's going to be a tough day?
Well, you know, it's definitely obvious guys like Peyton Manning and Tom Brady, just because they're so smart. The really smart quarterbacks are just, they when they know where you're going to be, it's just, you know, and they have an accurate arm. It's just hard to get interceptions. It's hard to trick them when you're disguising certain things on defense. But Philip Rivers is definitely high up on my list when it comes to guys you know their scheme and you know what they want to do, but they still get it done. It's one of those things where you know where the ball is going, but you still can't stop it. So obviously, those guys are more arm conscious, and they don't do anything with their feet, which is hard for them. I mean, for guys that can't, you know, they're not really mobile at all, but they just do everything precise and on time. And with their arm. And I tell you what, but you talk about Michael Vick and these guys, Lamar Jackson and these guys that can run. Those are probably the hardest guys physically to really cover, just because you just, you know, once you stop them, you know, cover them up with the receivers on the defense side of the ball. But I mean, they just take off running. They just mess up everything.
Derek Johnson joining us right now, former Chiefs linebacker here in the Fast Lane on 101 ESPN. Building on what you just said, Derek, and you went through some of the details of it, but you know, if you could take a step forward for us, was it so hard to fool Peyton Manning and Tom Brady? I mean, it seems like it doesn't matter what the defense does. You try to disguise blitzes, disguise coverages, and it just doesn't matter against Brady and Manning, maybe Phillip Rivers as well. Is that the difference between a veteran and a guy that's only been in the league for a couple of years?
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, being a middle linebacker, being a hole player a bunch of times, like meaning reading the eyes of the quarterback on throwing play, especially on third down. Young quarterbacks, you know, it's a lot going on. You got million-dollar guys rushing after big, big, fast guys rushing after you, and you want to get the ball to your receiver right now. So usually they're always looking, you know, looking at their receiver. They never look off. They just like, okay, I'm going to go to this receiver. I know his route. And they just look one way. I mean, Peyton Manning and Tom Brady, it is a science. I mean, there's so many times where they're looking right, and they know, and Tom Brady's done this to me many a times, and I just keep falling for it. He'll look left and for a couple seconds, and I'm like, oh, he's going there. So as soon as I break or go that way, he's coming back with a slant to the right side. I mean, just – and I'll try to come back, and it's just a foot or two off. And it's just – that's the difference between the really good ones. They know how to look off. They know what they're doing. And they just very smart quarterbacks.
All right, so taking that information that you just gave us, and I would pretty much guarantee that when you are looking at games, especially a game that the Chiefs are playing in, you're probably putting yourself back on the field again. You're breaking down the opposition. When you look across the field and you look at Josh Allen, he's in his third year, big arm, can be an explosive offense, but the dude has made some mistakes. How do you break that down from a defensive standpoint? What would you be doing to slow down the Bills and to maybe get in the head of Josh Allen a little bit?
You know what? They haven't been running the ball like they should. You always want to go in the game and stop the run, stop the opponent's running game. So that's always first on the list, because that opens up a can of worms if you can't stop the run. So I believe the Chiefs can stop the run. But Josh Allen, I tell you what, for a guy this young, I mean, he's a star player in this NFL. He's a star player. He's in the, you know, AFC championship game. So had a great year. He has a couple receivers. He has one really good receiver that's probably one of the best in the league in Diggs. And he gets the ball to him. He gets the ball to him. And at times he does, you know, just – stare at Diggs, and he, you know, which is, you know, credit to him, he still gets the ball to him, even though he doesn't look off a bunch, because he's a young quarterback. He's not doing a bunch of looking off. His arm is so strong, though. I mean, there's a bunch of times where he overthrows his guys. That's just let you know that, you know, as DBs, as defensive backs, you need to get back. Do not underestimate this guy's arm. And when you get closer to, like, the red zone, the Chiefs have to be ready for quarterback sweeps and quarterback powers and actually like quarterback runs, which is, you know, for a big time quarterback like Allen, I'm like scared, like, man, this guy's a big target. He can't move. He can run, but he can't get out of the way of big hits. So it's kind of like, man, they're putting him in harm's way. So when that happened, I mean, not trying to hurt the guy, but I mean, if the quarterback's running the ball, you got to hit him pretty hard.
Couple more things for Derek Johnson, former Chiefs linebacker here in the Fast Lane on 101 ESPN. So, DJ, your last year in Kansas City was Patrick Mahomes' first season. So he's a rookie. He only plays one game, week 17. But talk to us about what the practices were like against this kid if he was running the scout team. Did you have a feeling that Patrick Mahomes would be this good when he gets the opportunity?
You know what? When you said that he was my scout team quarterback, Right now, I want to cry. And then, but then, when, you know, if they, at the time it was happening, it was like, oh, cool, he's a young player. He'll, you know, he'll be good one day. You know, now I'm like, oh my goodness, he was my scout team quarterback. I cannot believe that. But, anyways, you talk about a guy that has a heck of an arm. I mean, talent is out the roof when it comes to throwing anywhere on the field. I mean, off his back foot, he backs up 10, 15 yards and still throws an accurate ball. He looks off and throws the ball left, like he's looking right. I mean, he has so much ability. By the way, he was doing this at while he was at scout team practice, and he actually was getting us in trouble because, I mean, believe it or not, scouting quarterback was, like, picking us apart. And I'm, like, thinking in my head, like, is this guy playing around? I used to get kind of upset, like, why is he looking left and he throws right, or he, you know, he's throwing sidearms? Like, is he just, you know, just doing stuff? Because I knew of him, but I didn't know him. You know, I didn't do my homework on him like the scouts did. And I tell you what, everything I saw in scout team, doing scout when he was a scout team quarterback, he's doing all that now and even more. So, I mean, he's I knew he was going to be great. I just didn't know it was going to be the year after I left.
Well, Derek, I'm sure you can at least appreciate what he's doing now for your Chiefs, and we thank you for joining us. You're a pleasure to talk to, man. Enjoy the game on Sunday, and we look forward to talking to you again at some point in the future.
Hey, thanks so much.
All right, thank you. Derek Johnson, four-time Pro Bowler. Yeah, just to give you kind of for those that don't know, if you're a scout team quarterback, you are given plays that – you are supposed to give the defense, your starting defense,
from the opposition.
Looks exactly.
Yeah.
Right. So, Chad Henne, if he weren't taking first-team reps this weekend, he would be...
Or becoming a Hall of Famer.
Running, exactly. Running Josh Allen and the Buffalo Bills offense to some degree in scout team. So what Derek Johnson was just saying there, and that Patrick Mahomes was basically roasting them in scout team. It's not great. That's not a good look. But it's also
seemed to work out okay.
Yeah, it's kind of it's foreshadowing there of what Patrick Mahomes eventually
the
became. Yeah.
Dummy O's can't run a simple draw.
When did the circus come to town? I didn't see no trucks.
Four wide receivers. What?
Oopty freaking oop.
The gauntlet is next in the fast lane.